Blog Talk Radio.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew that if I had my chance, I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy.
Are we live? We are live. Okay, so we did a very bad thing, and our hats off are to Blog Talk Radio, because whenever you book a show, you book a certain amount of time, and I had no way of knowing how passionate and intimate this show was going to get. I knew it was going to be a special show at a special time. I'm not usually up being on the radio at 11 a.m. in the morning, but here I be. And real quick, just to recap the show, and I gave us plenty enough time here. You're listening to All You Need to Know Radio, part two of the Saturday special show. I'm your host, John Hollywood. Our show is sponsored by our exclusive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC, Christopher Bates. Make sure that you guys, seriously, I've had a lot of people that have sponsored my shows, and they're sponsors, and I take them very carefully, and, you know, you have to really pass a strong stress test to even be featured on my show, but this guy is something different, and he's really, really trying to do something different. So please give him a call at 210-264-2073. I'm going to tell you how busy this guy's been. He's supposed to be calling into our shows, and he's supposed to be talking to you guys live. So because I have been unable to get a hold of him because he has got so many other things going on, I have just done my best. But I think my best is good enough because I'm hearing nothing but praises for him. So once again, this is All You Need to Know Radio, part two. We were bad. Spank us later. But real quick, we're going to go to break and take two commercials and then come back. And then we will be mainly commercial free. We do have to continue to pay bills, especially since we're throwing a new show into the works. But that's all right. I can live with that as long as you can, as long as my audience stays with us. And it's so important, guys, because the things we talk about on here are so honest and are so to the point, and what you really need to hear big time. So it's important, and sadly, it doesn't seem like it's going to change anytime soon. So that music means we're going to take that break real quick. And when we come back, we start our second hour of our show. Don't go anywhere. This is John Hollywood, your host. We'll be right back.
He didn't deserve you, because your precious heart is a precious heart. He didn't know what he had, I thank God. Oh, and it's going to take just a little time, but you're going to see that I was born to love you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I'll never make you cry.
And if I can't care,
I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I promise I'll never make you cry.
And if I can't care,
I'll hold you tighter. When they try to get to you, baby, I'll be the fighter.
Hey, everybody, this is John Hollywood with All You Need to Know Radio, and I'm giving you a shout out to let you know about our executive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC. Now, you might ask yourself, what does this company do? Well, they specialize in vacation rental by the owner who offer a concierge-style vacation rental experience. That sounds kind of fun. Their vacation rentals also serve as events, venues for large or small capacity and with a guest list. Also, they specialize in corporate events and retreats. What more could you ask for? Man, I'll tell you what, I've known the owner, Chris Bates, of this company for a very long time, and he is nothing but top notch. He does not do things half-assed. He does them all in or nothing. So that's why I have no problem in letting him be the executive sponsor of All You Need to Know Radio. So what you need to do is go to America's Best Property Management, LLC, on Facebook. And once again, what this company does is they'll also help you with service on a conventional lease, on residential or commercial properties. But their main goal is focusing on vacation rentals. They want you to take a break from life. I think that is so cool that they're actually doing it that way. They've also been compared to Airbnb and Highway.com. So we'll just have to see. They also have a sister company called America's Best Development, and we'll be talking about them in the future. So once again, our exclusive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC, go to Facebook and you should be able to find them right there. Also, we will have them on our show as far as you should be able to get in touch with them with a phone number that I'm about to give you. That's 210-264-2073. Again, that's America's Best Property Management, LLC. Let me tell you something, guys. Check them out. Tell them you heard about it on All You Need to Know Radio. They might give you something special. Well, that's why, because I have the mute button on. I hate mute buttons. Get rid of them or tape over them. You know, guys, when you're sitting in the studio and you're going over all this stuff, it's just like craziness because you just do not think that you're going to make a mistake like that. But, you know, I did and I do, and I take full responsibility. Hey, Mr. President, you could learn something from that by taking responsibility for your rude-ass words and actions. I mean, just unbelievable. The list is too long for me to waste my day away. But listen, real quick, we actually went over time on our last show. We've never done that before. Never had Blog Talk Radio cut us off, but we were almost at 2 hours. So this show is probably going to be close to an hour, if even that. But real quick, we were talking about the Love and Acceptance Tour, the concert Love and Acceptance, presented by GLAAD, and they present Ty Herndon. Ty Herndon's been one of my friends for many, many years. He requested I not tell you how many years, so you can start calculating his age, and my age for that point. That's just the kind of relationship we have. Our text messages and voice messages are actually, they're priceless. We could sell them on eBay. And anyway, the Love and Acceptance Tour was brought up by, you know, done by Ty Herndon because of him coming out. And it was received incredibly by the country music fans that he was gay, that he had a partner. He was very open about, you know, all of his personal problems. And I'm not going to get into all that because, for one thing, I'm a friend of his, and that's not my place to do that. And I've always long believed that even though an artist should set an example for their fans, they're human beings. And the thing is that I've been on the other side of this coin where you travel and you have no personal life. And if you've seen Bohemian Rhapsody, golly, the one scene when he is sitting in that mansion and he has nobody there but his cats, it all comes down on you that, you know, you were just paid $4 million to record 3 records back in 1975. You know what a big deal that was for Freddie Mercury to get paid $4 million? Let me just tell you, if you don't know, it was a big deal. And the thing is that sometimes we forget that celebrities are people too. And, you know, we have to back away from just going after celebrities constantly in their personal life. You know, I'll scoot away from this just for a second and come right back to it. But poor Britney Spears, she's just trying to live her life. She's just trying to live her life. And the thing is that because of her life, I don't know what they just did, but okay. Okay. Anyway, I guess Blog Talk Radio is catching up with the fact we have another show. I just got in my ear. You're now ready to go. Well, guys, you're a little bit late. I've been on the air for almost 15 minutes. But anyway, just take Britney Spears. Everybody wants her to make it. But, you know, when you make fat-shaming videos of her and you make fun of the fact of things that are going on in her personal life, which you really honestly, if you sit back and if you don't know these celebrities on a one-on-one personal basis, then you're buying into the media lies. And remember, oh God, I can't believe I'm about to agree with Donald Trump in some aspect. There are the inquiries, the Inquirer magazine. But guess who owns that? One of Donald Trump's best friends. I mean, every single thing that is corrupt and shady in this country has a association with the president of the United States. That right there should scare the fucking shit out of you. It really should. In essence, Britney Spears is having problems. She's trying to figure out her life. She is a multi-millionaire that has had many, 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 many people take advantage of her. But in the light of all that, she's still worth over $200 million, one of the most recognized people in the world, that she can't even go get coffee with somebody falling down on the ground just to get a picture of her. And it was priceless that her boyfriend actually stopped and picked up the photographer. And Britney's like, just please don't fall again. I mean, I've met Britney Spears. I will give it to you that it was many, many years before she was as famous as she is now. But I can see how fame can take people. And if we really love our celebrities, let them live their personal lives. I'm not saying that you don't take pictures, and I'm not saying you don't hold their feet to the fire, but just remember, they are people too. All right, back to some good news here. The concert Love and Acceptance, presented by GLAAD, for they present Ty Herndon, country music superstar Ty Herndon. I think Ty has, let's see, he's got at least 4 number one hits. It's incredible what this guy has done. And he gets very little credit for it. You would think that someone of Ty's stature and his voice, that you would think that he would be a multi-millionaire. Not so much. I can tell you right now that it's hard. You know, like people that you think make a lot of money in that industry, they don't. It's not how it works. And a lot of times back in the times when Ty first released his first album, What Mattered Most, you know, it debuted in 1995 and it was the number one song. And the album itself became the top 10 country selling country album. The song was added to playlists of 133 radio stations on the Billboard survey its very first week. Guys, that is unheard of. In fact, it broke the record set by Tracy Lawrence for the most additions to country playlists in 1 week. The album debuted at number 15 on the country albums and then went to number 1 on the top seekers, the highest debut for any country artist since Billy Ray Cyrus. Some Gave All, in addition, it was just an amazing week for Ty Herndon. However, there were some personal situations that were not the best, but we're not going to go into those right now. In addition, this album had the biggest first week shipment in the history of Epic Records in their Nashville division. The album included backing vocalists by several huge artists off of Epic sister label Columbia Records, like Patti Lovelace. God, I miss Patti Lovelace. It's Loveless, sorry, by the way. Thank you, producer. Ron Wallace, don't really know who that is. I Want My Goodbye Back was the album's second single. That peaked at number 7. And the B-side was a duet with Stephanie Bentley titled Heart Half Empty, where Ty releases an emotional video that, if you watch the video, you'll understand what it is. Then we're going to just skip right along to this. Living in a Moment, one of my favorite songs, debuted at number 6 on the top country albums. The album's lead-off single was its first track, which also reached number 1 on the country charts. His next 3 singles all reached their peaks in 1997. She Wants to Be Wanted Again, Love Too Much, and one of my favorite songs, I Have to Surrender. Then Ty did his third album, Big Hopes, and that was in 1998. The lead-off single was A Man Holding On to a Letting Going On, and It Must Be Love from Sons of the Desert, and it gave Ty Herndon his final number one hit, Hands of a Working Man, which, guys, it was that was incredible. I believe Ty has sold about 7 million albums worldwide. So Ty is still going strong, and the Love and Acceptance tour was a huge success. I mean, like, it just gets bigger and bigger, and this year was no different. So I want to make sure that I'm reading from the right lineup, because nothing like reading from the wrong lineup. Okay, so Daltrey, Cheryl Wright to play Ty Herndon's 2019 Concert for the Love and Acceptance. It's an annual Nashville show presented in association with GLAAD. Will also feature singer-songwriter Harper Gray and Ty Herndon himself, Shelley Wright, Cody Allen, which he had recently came out, CMT's Cody Allen, Harper Gray, so many people, guys. Daltrey, you know American Idol's Daltrey? Daltrey came out and gave an acoustic version of a couple of his hits. Billy Gillum, One Voice, remember that? I love that song. And he was robbed on The Voice. He should have won. But in any case, I actually got to meet the guy and got a picture with him. And, you know, Ty Herndon is just, he is wanting to showcase LGBT artists and giving them a platform. But it was an amazing night. We had a lot of fun. I want to see if my gingerbread man wants to get in here and get on that. So while we do that, we'll take a quick break and listen to Ariana Grande. We'll be right back.
Ariana.
Everybody, that was the incomparable, one of the most amazing voices on this planet, Ariana Grande. I've had the pleasure of seeing her in concert twice, and she's so little, but God, that voice, it compares to Mariah Carey, Celine Dion, and listen, Christina Aguilera. Google our Ariana Grande, and she sings other artists' songs, and she nails them. She nails Britney Spears. She nails Christina Aguilera. But real quick, guys, we're going to change to a serious subject. And this Dallas, Texas was hit with some pretty heavy weather this last few days. And when I say hit with some pretty serious weather, I woke up and there were trees on top of my house. My front yard destroyed, which I just spent a lot of money in landscaping. But thankfully, by the good Lord's blessing, no one was actually hurt that I know of. And I actually got out onto the road because I was looking for my dog and my partner. But I actually got on a road that I'm not going to announce because that tells you where I live. And for like an hour, helped other guys move trees out of the road. And everything was going okay until we had a situation where, you know, we were told by Encore, and bless their hearts, I mean, almost 400,000 people were out of electricity. And when they were out with electricity, the house got to be like 89 degrees within hours. And so I quickly figured out, listen, we can't stay here. I've got to protect my family. I've got to make sure they're all safe. And so my gingerbread man, which always takes care and gets us good hotel deals. You do have to really search for them. And we actually may do a segment about that because he likes to help people just as much as I do. But the thing is that we book a hotel. We're all excited. We pile diesel in the car because, of course, we're not going to go anywhere without our baby. And so we go to this hotel that I wish I never heard the name of. It's called Stay Bridge Suites in Addison, Dallas. Now, when we went into this hotel, it was really, really sad because it was very apparent that the guy behind the front desk didn't really care what was going on. He did not care of the fact that people were hurt, that people were emotionally distraught because basically they're being ousted from their home. And for me, I just can't fathom how you could treat someone like that. So long story short is that I'm standing in line and this guy has about 15 people in there, and I can understand he probably felt very overwhelmed, but he acts like the phone rings and it does not ring because I'm standing right there. And luckily for him, I didn't have my phone in there. I left it in the car. But he says, guys, I'm sorry to tell everyone, but I'm being told by my management that all of the remaining rooms have no power. So we need to take your name and number, and we need to cancel your reservation, and we apologize for any inconvenience. Well, I wasn't going to take this guy at his word because I already knew what was going on because of the fact of what I saw him take a fake phone call. And the thing is that all that went through my mind was that all these people are in a lot of pain and this guy doesn't care. This is what went through my mind. So I went back out to my vehicle. Here's where I'm going to bring my gingerbread man in. And he is going to tell you what he witnessed on the other side. Take it away.
This is where John gets angry and I have to translate the story. Basically, the fact that we pre-purchased our hotel room, the fact that we submitted it, we had reservation numbers there, we had everything lined up, all they had to do was hand over the key, and he couldn't even afford to do that. There was no, because we use a third-party site, there was no offering of a refund or a reservation elsewhere, any sort of partner activity of any sort. And that's what's really frustrating is the fact that these people came here. There's, what, 15 people in the lobby who were all told at the same time, you know, there's no more rooms. There's no more. Meanwhile, these people don't have air conditioning at home. It's 90 degrees outside. We're told at that point in time there wouldn't be power for 48 hours. We go there to a safe harbor, and their corporate image, their corporate logos all say, you know, come stay with us. We're the calm in the storm. We're your respite away from home. And they were the complete opposite, and such a letdown that in front of all those people that it just really was a shame. We ended up going down the street to a competitor.
Hey, hold on. Make sure that you throw in there that this guy came out of one of the buildings that had been told the power was out. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, we started looking around a little bit, and one of the guys who was unloading his cars, we talked to a couple of them, and they were, yeah, air conditioning's fine in the building, so, I mean, it's got to be fine in the rooms. Then we kind of glance around, and we see their Wi-Fi is still up and running, and it's attachable, and you can join it. And so, I mean, if you're going to be telling me that rooms aren't available, then you probably need to save off extra electricity. What, were they running on a generator or something like that? No explanation was ever given for any of that.
Wi-Fi was working.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wi-Fi, the air conditioning was working. It never got warm in the lobby, even though with 15 people packed in there. It just seemed very, very shady that all the lights were still on in the building, including the rooms that, you know, that you could see through the glass doors. It just was very, very shady that no call in a weak plea of no rooms, even though we had ours reserved and paid for, he couldn't even acknowledge that. So that was frustrating. Do we need to talk about how we communicated out with Staybridge?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we reached out to Staybridge on Facebook and some.
Make sure that you understand, whenever you're going to do a story like this, if you're really going to be fair about it, you want to try to give the other side a chance to tell what's actually happened. So that's what we did.
Yeah, posted on Facebook, got a response back pretty quick. It was in a few hours, but they said, you know, we're real sorry that this happened to you. We're doing some renovations this year, and we'll make sure that it never happens again. Well, that's a very wordplay kind of thing. It's basically said, sorry that it happened to you, but we're not going to do anything to fix any of this that you can acknowledge or verify or anything like that. Like, not that we're expecting any sort of, like, miracles here, but we came to you in one of our hardest times of dealing with weather here. We didn't have a safe place to stay the nights, so we go to your hotel, and you come up with weak acts and excuses to chase off your customers. I mean, like, I don't know which is worse, the fact that they chased off business or they did it during the one of the worst storms that we've had here in a long time. And then the bad part was the rain left so much humidity on the ground, the moisture on the ground, that when it heated up, it just became a sauna. So it's not the heat, it's the humidity that kills you. Yeah, it was definitely thick here. So being able to communicate with them and only getting a trite, we're sorry, and we will try to make something in their review, was not, it's not an answer that tells you that, yeah, we're the brand that you need to come to when you're in trouble. You're the brand that we need to come to when, you know, you're looking for vacation. Like, if I can't trust you when in my hardest time is, didn't we talk about this earlier, John, about how to validate who your friends are and who are just using you?
Absolutely.
The people who are there during the rough times are the people who are there to be your friends. And this company was definitely not there to be our friend. So shout out to them. Now we want to go to our new hotel.
Well, hold on.
Why are you giving him a shout out?
A shout out, not in a good way.
Exactly. What I'm trying to find right now is their response, because if you think that even made it worse. I mean, because we put it out on social media. And when we put it out on social media, our Instagram account alone, I'm trying to find, yeah, I got almost 4,000 people. And that's only because I really didn't push it that hard, because I just honestly had better things to do, or not better things to do, more important things to do, and I knew that I would be able to deal with this later.
And the fact
but the
that,
thing was that they just took it like it was a very lackadaisical situation, and they took it more as that we could tell them how their business could be better. And that's not at all what we were saying. We were saying that you have employees that are blatantly lying to people
and endangering people that come there for a safe stay. I mean, these people with the market, what it was, a lot of people were looking for hotel rooms. I mean, 400,000 residents without electricity, that's a lot of people that are going to be looking for creature comforts in places that do have power. And the fact that some of those hotels actually didn't have power and couldn't rent rooms narrowed the scheme. So there was a lot of kind of competition for these hotel rooms. And the fact that you turned away business and then endangered those people when they thought they had reservations, you know, that's anti what your corporate image is.
Well, I will tell you, I'm looking for their response right now. And what I'm finding is that we post a lot of stuff on social media.
No, look on.
So it's going to take me just a little bit longer. Gingerbread Man, could you just go about the guy that went into the other building, the building that they told him what the power was out? He walked three different buildings, and he was fuming. Not to mention, don't forget to tell him that Channel 5 News is wanting to do a story about this.
Yeah, we actually have some contacts in Channel 5 News that do a little bit more investigation, or we partner with them a lot with information that we know. And it's the fact that we shouldn't have to swing that much social media, that sort of social culpability to get this even looked at. It's the fact that bringing it to their attention that they had a fraud, faking out just horrible kind of an idea to the clients who were already there, customers who had already paid, to people who had already reservations, and denying them access to what they have been through a lot of stress and a lot of danger to get to. I mean, just driving to the hotel itself, it took probably three times as long just to avoid roads that were completely blocked with debris or trying to get around giant rivers that suddenly formed in the middle of parks or roadways, and it was a challenge to get to there safely. So getting there and then being denied access, it was like walking up to, you know, a bomb shelter and being locked out. So it was very kind of dangerous being on the roads. It was dangerous dealing with the heat and the humidity at the home. So going there, it becomes kind of our sanctuary. Not being able to, like, once again,
you're let out cold. Okay, so don't kill me, but I want to change the subject for a second. You remember the Pulse night, the nightclub shootings? Do you remember where you were when that was going on?
I remember freaking out about it a little bit.
It was so sad. Guys, I'm still trying to find, because what I want to do is make sure that I'm giving them their dues. So is that their response?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to let you listen to some music rather than you listen to us going back and forth, because it's just not necessary. So give me 2 seconds. Trying to find something you will like. Hey, here's Ty Herndon. We were talking about this, about his Kendrick remix. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Okay, maybe not. We'll do this one.
Okay, guys, so we are still trying to find this, and we're trying, you know, we don't have to do this because the Stay Bridge Suites in Addison and Dallas, they were given the chance to respond to us, and they did respond in some way, and I just don't remember, honestly, what it was. You know what? Hold on. I do have it, actually. It's on my phone. Give me just 2 seconds, guys. Basically, what they said is that they were horrified, or not horrified, but they were very concerned about what I was reporting. So I took that as they were covering their ass. I didn't take it as, oh, we really care about what our, you know, what our staff is doing. I took it as I took it as lip service, basically. But here we go. So this says, John, we are very concerned to see your remarks, and we appreciate the opportunity to follow up. Come back down here. Follow up on this. Were you supposed to be an in-house guest of the hotel? Question? I never told her that. Can you please send me a private message and nothing further on public Facebook? And include, you ready for this? They want me to provide all this information, even though I already provided them my name. You would think they wouldn't ask me to be inconvenienced anymore, but they wanted to know the message here on Facebook, include the full name, the reservation, your iPhone number, your email, your IHG Royals Club. Please include additional forms. Okay, so that leads me to where I know this. And here we go. Because what I did is I actually posted what they said. All right. So let's see here. Okay. So then I get this text message from this guy saying, I believe that our colleague asked you to respond to us privately. Which my response to him was, sir, I have no intentions in replying to you privately, as I consider this to be a very public matter. Maybe it's escaping you the seriousness of what your employee did by lying to people who were already stranded. And in their state of mind, your guy did nothing. All right. So I sent Staybridge they sent me something else and I can't find it. I will definitely post everything. This was my response. Staybridge Suites. The guy at the front desk was lying to customers about the hotel, telling the hotel guests The hotel was without power. Hashtag a big fat lie. I'm glad that you're taking this serious because it is, and this guy should be fired. And I don't usually ever say things like that, but this guy should be fired, and he should write a letter of apology to every customer that he did not give a room to, and he should be lucky I personally don't sue him. So their response was what I already told you, and then I put, please let me know what action your company is going to take so we can I can plan my next course of action. Please note that a local news station is interested in this sad story for the Dallas-Fort Worth area, NBC DFW's file, and they want us to email them the information. The thing is that all Staybridge was wanting to do was just cover their ass. And I'm sorry I'm pulling away from you, but I'm trying to go here because I'll tell you what, my gingerbread man is on top of it. He sent them all of our itineraries, and to the point I can't even find stuff right now because I do actually talk to a lot of people. Hold on, maybe I need to be in All You Need to Know Radio. But the thing is that the response that they basically gave, we Gingerbread Man and I both felt that it was lip service. We thought that it didn't even at all begin to
cover anything
that was going on. I'm going to let him jump back on here while I finish doing this. Give me 2 minutes. We'll be done.
The real struggle is the fact that with a major company like this, they have so many options and so much availability to make it up to these guests. If they had a list of these guests' names that they collected, they should be reaching out to these guests, not the other way around. These guests arrived there through treacherous pathways, so to get there alone was their part of the bargain. Most of them had made reservations or called ahead to make sure there was even room and power there. And then I know for a fact that we prepaid, if not several other people. So that's an agreement to the from the company that says that we want to stay here. We have pre-purchased all this. So they tie up our money and lock it up because it's not going to be for 24 or 48 hours that it's refunded or even looked at. So we're out that money plus the money for whatever place we stay at next. That's a lot of money out of some people's pockets. Some people live paycheck to paycheck and can't afford that sort of luxury. So the fact that a major corporation is taking advantage of people like that and not doing their due diligence, it's kind of like arriving to a disaster area with nothing to supply. And we really did kind of feel like a disaster area at the time. All right, so here is their response to us. It says, hi there, John. Thanks for sending us a message and for providing additional details. This is Peter stepping in for Pam. First of all, I understand your concerns about the service that you received from our front desk staff. I'm so sorry if you felt that you were excuse me, my mouse isn't working. So if you were given the wrong information about the power supply. I rang the hotel and spoke with the front desk staff, Katie. She has mentioned that the hotel experienced a power interruption to ensure that the same thing doesn't happen in the future. I've shared all of your details of your concerns with our feedback, and I am confident that your feedback will be used as a reference for our upcoming maintenance and upgrade of our facilities. Again, sorry for all the hassle. I hope that you give us another chance to host your future stays. Take care. So basically what they said was, I'm sorry, we called the hotel. They did have a power hiccup, and we're sorry that you were given false information. We responded back with something along this.
Scrolled. The mouse.
We're just trying technical difficulties.
We're trying to do this in a professional way. But see, this is what you get to deal with when you're dealing with a live show.
So I have a
thank
response.
You for your understanding.
Their response back to us was, thank you so much for acknowledging, or our response back to them was, thank you so much for acknowledging the issue. Any positive changes or actions you can take within your company would be greatly appreciated. But for me, the hassle I'm left with is the fact that your company endangered me and my family, leaving us to deal with the power with power outages to our home when we came to your company for harbor. Instead of the crazy storms and Texas summer heat we were left in by your clerk, ignoring the guarantee from your partner companies, which we use a third party to book the hotel, or the fact that we had even prepaid, which then we were then those funds were left tied up, forced to spend twice as much at a competitor's hotel. He lied to us, your desk clerk lied to us, and wouldn't even help us with any sort of refund or transfer. And so I thank you for apologizing, but I shouldn't have to swing the full weight of a social media account to bring your attention to the fact that your corporate image and commercial commitments is completely opposite of what we experienced. We were exposed to deceit formed from what appears to be just lazy and overwhelmedness. So after unbearable heat, forcing us to escape damages to my house, if that appearance is true, the laziness and dishonesty, I struggle to consider what any sort of business we'd have with you in the future. So I invite you to listen to my show, and then we gave our show for today. I will update the experiences so far, sharing the cookie-cutter apology and the super vague promises to improve. My show's phone number is, and you guys know the number to call in, 516-531-9990. And it's this way the listeners can make their own determination on what fixes this and how your company's experience is firsthand. So we decided we were going to share our story with you so you had a firsthand experience with kind of the craziness that happened here during the storms and how one major brand let us down.
I mean, letting us down is really putting it in a very nice way.
How about in danger?
I mean, you know, we were going through so much that was going on, and it's sad because we trusted these people. You know what's kind of funny, though, is we actually called like two other hotels who told us on the phone they had no reservations, they had no rooms, and then we went on hotels.com and we were able to book a room. You know, it's companies like Staybridge Suites that only think of themselves, and this is not the last of this because we are going to be turning this story over to the Texas Attorney General's office, the Federal Trade Commission, every board of director on Staybridge Suites. And seriously, these guys need a serious wake-up call because they didn't even have the company smarts. They were given the chance to call in and give their side, and they flat refused, and they didn't do it. It's unforgivable. Apologies. I mean, and it really seriously makes me think that I definitely want to look at taking legal action. And if I do take legal action, it will be definitely something that I don't enjoy doing because litigation is neither fun or exciting. Is like it's not law and order like you see on TV. It's real litigation. I mean, you go through real discovery. You go through a lot of fun things that are sometimes they're fun to people. And honestly, they are fun to me. But for me, it's the fact that these people are a large corporation. They lied to the public in a moment of basically crisis. When over 400,000 people do not have electricity, they do not have the ability to keep their families safe from looters and people that could break into their homes. And so then they turn to their local hotels, and what are they told? They are lied to. This is unforgivable. And the only thing that I can feel like is the proper punishment, and I'll use those words, is that you think twice before you stay at this hotel.
because when you book your reservation, say you book your reservation from Oklahoma and you drive in and the front desk guy's lazy and he just wants to say, I'm sorry, we don't have any more rooms. Can we take your name and number and your reservation will be canceled for full? And, you know, that's a, that brings up another thing is that what is his company thinking about this, I wonder? Because if he's just giving out, if he's just giving out where he's canceling people's reservations, it's just crazy. Real quick, I want to give a shout out to the queen of pop, Madonna. Madame X hit the record stores worldwide, and she is number one in 60 countries. Can you believe that? Madonna. I can. And let me tell you something, guys. Madonna is in her 60s, and she is probably close to, I don't know that she'll ever do a farewell tour, but I have a feeling that Madonna is going to give us a lot in this tour. And then I think Madonna is going to just really step back. And I wrote on our Instagram, Madonna, it's her doing a little dance and looking hot as hell. So that is also posted on our social media. Madonna, so happy. Her new album, Madame X, is number one, and not just in one country, not just in two countries, in 60 countries. Wow. At 60 years old, Madonna still has it, and she's showing, she's proving to the world that she's still a game changer. So we're going to close our show today with the very first single from her Madame X album, which is now a number one album in at least 60 countries and counting. Also, the Madame X is going on tour. I will tell you, it's going to cost you, but it's going to be a trip that you'll never forget. It's cathartic. You have to get on the train, and every different stop is a journey. Don't miss this journey with Madonna. I know it's going to set you back financially, but Madonna's worth it. Here's Madonna, Madeline with Malulu. I can't know I'm saying his name right, but he's hot. And we will see you next Thursday at our new time, 7 p.m. And with that, I'm John Hollywood, your host. Thank you to my gingerbread man for stepping in. Thank you to our exclusive sponsor, America's Best Property Management, LLC. As for Christopher Bates, we shall see you then. And guys, have a safe weekend. Goodbye.
Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
to be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
I took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in magazines.
¿Te gusta?
The sun was caressing my skin.
Dime.
Another me could now begin.
Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No hay que hablar no mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues yo te corono. Y pa' que te sientes aquí, tengo un trono. Me gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido, le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar cómo este perro te enamora.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por un lugar lejano.
Found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alone.